How's it going, everyone? It is now 6.05 p.m. here at CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are tuned in to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This program, as well as all of our programs here, are broadcasted on the unceded and ancestral lands of the Hokomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples who have been here since time immemorial. Those first two songs you heard were from Amin Bhatia. This is from his very first album, the name of The Interstellar Suite. Amin Bhatia is a British-Canadian recording artist, film and television music composer and producer, who has a pretty lengthy list of things that he has produced for. You know, he has his own albums like The Interstellar Suite, but he also most recently did the Anne with an E soundtrack, as well as other things like Ordeal in the Arctic, Iron Eagle 2, The Handmaid's Tale, Queer as Folk, Free Willy, Pingu. Just a very decorated list of work. And we have his very first album here at CJSF. One that you can actually find now on his Bandcamp, The Interstellar Suite, but we have the original record here from 1987. Let me pick it up here. We have here on the back, Overture, track one, Introduction in March, and then The Ship, which was the main theme. Next song you're going to hear is titled Launch, Mission, Control, and Liftoff, / Jumping to the Speed of Light. Very interesting thing about this, all of these tracks are actually a complex blend of synthesizers. So here on the track, or on the back of the label here, the orchestral textures of this recording are a complex blend of synthesizers. Wow, I really can't speak today. To prove a point, we did not digitally sample any acoustic instruments or performers as a gesture of respect to orchestras throughout the world. AB. Equipment used for this recording, Roland MC500 microcomposer, the JX10, DEP 5 digital reverb, SPX 80 synchronizer, MPU101, MPU104, and MKS900 MIDI processors, the Yamaha KX88 keyboard, TF1 module, SPX90 effects processor, the Oberheim expander, and one pair of crash cymbals and one mini Moog. Wow, there's a lot going on, and I am really enjoying this, so let's go on a bit of a interstellar journey all together here on Analog Archives. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Analog Archives thus far. Coming up next, walking in space, opening the airlock, weightless, retrieving a satellite.
At security door now.
Confirmed in your code.
Mirage. I'm opening the security door.
Okay, once again, that was Walking in Space. We started with Opening the Airlock, Weightless, and Retrieving a Satellite. This last track of side one is titled Hostility, Intruder Alert, and The Attack. You know, it's interesting, looking into this album some more, one thing I was able to find are the specific influences of this record. According to Amin Bhatia himself, this record was inspired by the likes of very, you know, famous film composers like John Williams, Jerry Goldsmith, and Isao Tomita. But another influence that actually, I think, comes through, and it isn't explicitly stated, but if you go on the Bandcamp page for this album and you look at the tags, one of those tags is titled Wendy Carlos. And Wendy Carlos is a legendary synthesizer composer, synthesizer classical person. You know, I don't really know how to describe Wendy Carlos in very good terms because, well, this is in my wheelhouse, but also just there's a lot to describe. But recently, one of our show hosts, shout out to Garen, who I think is like right outside right now. So shout out to Garen for hosting Extratonal, a show that delves into neoclassical. And certain things that just aren't as easy to listen to, maybe. But in some cases, I think they are. Because I think that Wendy Carlos episode he did recently was really cool. And you can definitely hear the influence of just, yeah, compositing synthesizers to make them sound in ways you wouldn't necessarily expect. So, that being said, let's get on to this last track. Hostility, only on Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Let's take one last trip into space.
Control, this is Stellar 1. We have an unidentified vessel bearing 5-7 degrees, Mach 4.
Stellar 1, this is Control. Analysis?
Scanning. Scope looks it out to 500 meters long.
Stellar 1.
We are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And we have now crash-landed back onto Earth after that trip with the Interstellar Suite, once again by Amin Bhatia. Some really cool stuff. I actually received a text during this program saying it kind of sounded like Barbie movie chase music, which... Yeah, kinda. If you've seen any of those movies growing up, I think you can definitely identify where that's coming from. Definitely Barbie chase music vibes. But also, the vibes I was getting off of it as well is obviously, you know, inspired by John Williams and some of the sort of like classic sci-fi scores like Star Wars and even Star Trek. But I also kind of got some like. Just other kind of like vivid space media vibes from it, specifically from Star Fox 64, that game and its music and its quips and little bits of dialogue are burned into my brain. And so anytime anything kind of gives off that vibe, I immediately identify it as being, oh, that's like Star Fox. So that was kind of like Star Fox for me. Really cool stuff. And yeah, you can check out the whole album on Bandcamp. Let's move on. The second half of this hour is going to be dedicated to a couple of local bands, one that is no longer around, but one that maybe is. This first one is from Bob's Your Uncle. This is a band featuring none other than Sukyun Lee on lead vocals, second guitar, and auto harp. I believe this is the first band she's ever featured in before, you know, getting involved with the CBC and plenty of movies and art projects and generally just being someone who does a lot of things all the time. We actually have a Sukyun Lee station ID here, and I'm very curious as to who produced that. But yeah, every once in a while you'll hear I'm Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, which is really cool. And we're going to be playing this Bob's Your Uncle album titled Bob's Your Uncle, self-titled. And let's see. On the back here, it says produced and engineered by Bill Buckingham, Craig Berner, and Bob's Your Uncle. And we got Sukyun Lee, James Junger on guitar and vocals, Bernie Radelfinger on bass guitar and vocals, Peter Lazotte / Fatboy Slim, by the way, on harmonicas and voice, Mark Killer McGovern on drums programming, Steve Lazin on percussion, and Bill Buckingham for the keyboards on board. Yeah. Special thanks to Factory / CTL for their support, especially to you for listening. So yeah, thanks to you right now for listening not only to this album, but to this show. So let's get started. This first one is titled Bob's Your Uncle.